just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going before we get lost. Hello and welcome to another episode of Chats with Chad. Today I'm going to be responding to a few callers that have questions about relationship advice. We have Izzy here helping me today.
Hi.
The first question came from a young lady named Jessica who asked,
I hate my father, so what choice do I have but to run away? Since I don't like my family or religion, I'm going to become someone else. Do you think I'll ever be happy?
Jessica, this is a very difficult situation that I don't hope upon anyone. However, if you haven't already tried, I would try talk it out with your father. Like Izzy says, ignoring it and running away isn't going to help your relationship in any way. Although you have contacted us, I would take our advice as well as possibly someone else's that may have a different opinion to help you get a better understanding on what you should do. When asking my Instagram audience about father-daughter relationships and their problems, one man said, "It is a wise father that knows his own child. Therefore, if your father truly wants you back, he will figure out a way to get you back. If not, the sad reality is that he may not want you back, or it may take him some time to become okay with what you believe in."
Well, Jessica, my question to you is, will you really be happy if you become someone else? Have you ever tried to talk to your father about it? I think that talking to him will make you the happiest. Knowing how he feels about everything and you letting him know how you feel will ultimately make you happier. Ignoring it and running away isn't going to help anything. Being happy isn't just doing what you think will make you the happiest. You need to really understand what is making you upset and looking at your situation. It's you and your father's relationship. If you want to be happy, Jessica, fix what is broken, and that should make you a lot happier already. Then make the decision on what to do next. If that means changing your religion, then do that, as long as you feel it is right and will make you happy.
The next question came from Saul, who asked,
"My friend has fallen in love with a girl based on two things, looks and money. Will this relationship last? What should I do as his friend?"
People say that you don't like someone because of their looks. It's their personality. But is that the truth? You're going to start talking to a girl or a boy who's attractive to you. If you don't find them attractive, I guarantee you aren't going to talk to them. But that's just how it starts. Then you get to know the person, which makes sense if you want to be in a relationship with them. When you start dating someone, you don't care about their looks as much anymore. You enjoy being with them and their personality. Honestly, if your friend is just in it for looks and money, it probably won't last. My advice to you is talk to him, let him know your concerns, and really see if that's all it is about. Sometimes things may look different than they are, so just ask him about it, and if you guys are friends, then he shouldn't mind telling you.
Saul, great question. Falling in love with someone based on looks and money is not a good start to a healthy relationship. The problem with those two things is that over time, neither of them will keep up. As you get older, you definitely don't get more beautiful, and money can disappear very quickly if the right precautions aren't taken. However, I can't say whether the relationship will last or not. As a friend, you can always mention what I've previously said, or you can just leave it. If the relationship doesn't work, they will learn from that, and they will most likely find someone else to help them. Izzy, I know that you had someone help you answer this.
When asking my Twitter audience about relationship advice, one user, Jessica, said, "But love is blind and lovers cannot see the pretty follies that themselves commit. Therefore, love is liking someone for who they are and not looking for how pretty they are and how much money they have."
Thanks for listening to another episode of Chats with Chad. I'd like to thank Izzy for coming out and helping me answer these questions. To the people that asked the questions, I hope we answered them to the best of our ability and that we have helped you with your situations. And if you'd like to watch more episodes, make sure to stay tuned on Anchor and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Chats with Chad. Thanks. See ya. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going
before we get lost.